All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with a good friend of ours, former Giant as well, a 20-year man in the major leagues or more. That's LaTroy Hawkins. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be with you again, that's for sure.
Back here in San Francisco. LaTroy, April 15th, always a special day in my life. The debut of the great Jackie Robinson, number 42. Breaking the color line in baseball, Branch Rickey, Jackie Robinson, began things that changed the world, really. Love to get your thoughts about it.
Yeah, what Jackie did was simply amazing. And you can't say too many people that Branch Rickey could have handpicked and said that, you know, he could do this job and be able to take, you know, all the things that he knew that was going to be thrown at him and walk with dignity and pride and walk with his head up high and turn the other cheek. So, you know, without Jackie, you know, it definitely wouldn't be a LaTroy Hawkins playing this game and a lot of other people that came before me.
Yeah. Number 42, when you see that number, how do you feel when you see it?
You know, I love it. Just wish I was smart enough to start wearing it back in 95 so I could still be wearing it to this day. But you know what? It just, you know, it makes me think about Jackie and what he stood for and everything he's done for the game of baseball, for African-American players, Latin players, you know, Caucasian players. I mean, what he's done for the game of baseball, you know, globally. You know, I think about that when I see his number.
LaTroy Hawkins with us talking about Jackie Robinson. How did you first hear about him? When did you first learn about Jackie Robinson?
You know, my grandfather, he'll be 90 years old this year, so he was a baseball fan. And growing up, he used to tell me about, you know, guys from the Negro Leagues. And he talked about Jackie Robinson, Satchel Paige, Cool Papa Bell. Double Duty Radcliffe, and Josh Gibson, because Josh and I had the same birthday. So my grandfather, you know, he told me a lot about the Negro Leagues and watching those guys play. He's from Mississippi.
You know, the interesting thing about Jackie Robinson, even a Willie Mays, you know, they came up to the big leagues as players ready to play. These are not rookies. When Willie Mays got up to the big leagues, he had played 3 or 4 years as a teenager in the Negro Leagues with men who knew how to play baseball, that threw spitballs, dirt balls, anything you wanted to throw. They knew how to play the game. And Jackie was the same way. He brought his game to the National League. He was not a rookie.
No, you're right. Those guys weren't rookies. They were just rookies on paper. But far as their talent-wise and their baseball IQ, they were definitely ahead of their time. So, you know, I think that's why they excelled, because they had played, you know, baseball at a high level, just not at the major league level. But, you know, in a lot of our eyes and what I've been told, where they played at was definitely, you know, major league level. So that makes them not rookies, just on paper, but not on talent.
So, LaTroy Hawkins, how do you spread the word about Jackie Robinson to your teammates, to your family, children? How do you do it?
You know, I just, you know, keep, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I continue to show that you know, what Jackie went through is not in vain, because at the current state, African-American ball players will be extinct in the game real soon, and that's not, you know, I'm sure Jackie wouldn't like that at all. So just getting the word out and getting into the inner city where the kids can start playing baseball at a younger age and let them know who Jackie Robinson was, you know, what he stood for, the things that he had to go through to make it possible for, you know, for us to be able to play this game and just continue, you know, with his philanthropy work, with his education through his wife and his daughter Sharon. Just keep doing things like that. You know, I'm part of the program where we put a kid through college through the Jackie Robinson Scholarship Program. And, you know, they invite us every year to meet the recipients and the former people who have graduated and gone on to work in the workforce. So, you know, just by doing things like that, Jackie's name continue to live on.
Well, I didn't know that. LaTroy, very good. LaTroy Hawkins here. Now, of course, April 15th, everybody wears 42. Anyone ever come up to you and say, LaTroy, why are we doing this?
You know what? No, nobody's ever done that. But, you know, I've been in the game a long time, and it's funny, I get asked the same questions every year about the same time. And the last couple of years I've been saying, it's like, you guys talk to the African-American players. I think we should start talking to the Latin guys and talking to the, you know, Caucasian players about, you know, what Jackie Robinson means to them. Because I always joke when I go out to dinner with my teammates, guys, can you imagine not we're going to Morton's and they wouldn't let me come in to eat with you guys. Could you imagine that? And I was like, no, I couldn't imagine at all. So, you know, I think y'all should ask that question to some of the Caucasian guys about how, you know, how Jackie Robinson has, you know, impacted their lives.
Yeah, no, it's a great. I'll do that. I will do that. That's a great bit of advice for me. The other thing I remember about Jackie Robinson when he was in failing health in 1972, he came to the World Series, and it was the Reds against the A's, and he was there and made a speech and said, "Well, we've come a long way, but I won't be happy until I see a black face managing a ball club in that third base coach's box," and that's what he said. And then, of course, Frank Robinson became the first African-American manager.
Yes. I mean, we definitely had some growth, but we still had a lot of growth to do. I mean, we've come a long way, but there's still a long road to go.
Well, I'm glad you're part of it, and always good to see you. And, boy, how many years in the big leagues? Come on.
At the end of this year, I have 19 years of full service time.
Wow. Ever pinch yourself and say, my goodness?
I pinch myself all the time, and more so this year than I have, because this year will be my last year playing. So I'm trying to, you know, take it all in and enjoy it and think about some of the things I'll never do again.
Yeah. Boy, Gary, Indiana, right?
Gary, Indiana, born and raised.
I got a good memory. All right. Appreciate having you on. I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.